and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. When Anna and Raven need hard-hitting analysis on today's biggest news stories, there's only one person qualified enough to give their expert opinion. Anna's daughter, Hayden. It's time for headlines with Hayden on Star 99.9.
Hayden, this past weekend was the Grammys, and there was a lot of drama over who was going to win Album of the Year, Beyonce or Adele. And it turns out Adele won. But what happened was, is when she got up to accept her award, she said that she really felt like Beyonce deserved it more than her.
Why didn't she just take the prize and go?
Well, because she felt like she needed to tell everybody that she was really respectful of Beyonce's work and that she thought Beyonce probably deserved it more than she did.
But did she still take it?
Well, yeah.
Why would she want Beyonce to win? She worked hard, too, for that award. She should be proud of herself.
Who do you think should have won, Beyonce or Adele?
I'm on both of their sides, but I think Beyonce should have won a little bit more.
A lot of people agree with you. You know, it's torn. It's down the middle. Why do you think Beyonce should have won?
I think Beyonce should have won because she has really good songs.
Like what?
Like the one, like, Hold Up. They don't love you like I love you. Slow down. They don't love you like I love you.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, I love that song.
Me too. In other news, everybody's talking about Connecticut because a Russian spy ship has been spotted 30 miles off our coast.
What's so bad about a Russian spy ship? I mean, it's probably like a Disney cruise with water slides, rock climbing, lots of fancy restaurants, cake factories.
I don't think that a Russian spy ship is the same thing as a cruise ship.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So do you think that we should be concerned about the Russian spy ship?
Not if there's a water park on that boat. Then we should see if we could get on it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a water park on that boat.
Aw.
Also, American Girl has announced the first ever American boy doll. So you could go to American Girl now, and there is a new boy doll, the first one ever. And his name is Logan, and he's a drummer in a band. How do you feel about this?
I have two American Girl dolls, but the American Girl store is called the American Girl store, not the American Girl and Boy store.
Well, right, but they're saying that there was a high demand that maybe boys want one too, so that there'd be a boy versions.
So are there going to be a lot more boys, or is this the only one?
I'm not really sure. How do you feel about this in general?
That's what my brain is saying right now. This is insane. Why is this even happening?
Let me ask you a question. What are you more concerned about? The fact that there's now an American boy doll or that there's a Russian spy ship off our coast?
I'm more concerned that there's an American boy doll. I don't know what this world is coming to.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have any idea what this world is coming to. Not concerned about the Russian spies.
Well, you know, I mean, the Russian spies are busy, all right?
Right.
They're listening to Beyonce being played through their speakers here as they tune in to Star 99.9.
Going down water slides and stuff like that on a cruise ship.
They're just out there trying to have a good time, have some fun.
Meanwhile, American Girl's ruining everything. They're ruining the entire, what is this world coming to?
Well, you know, I did see that boy doll, and I have to agree that there's a problem here.
Yep.